Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Janae McNally, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. The month of February includes a very special week called America Saves Week that you'd like to take a little bit of time to kind of flesh out and let people know what it's all about.
This happens every year in the month of February, and this year it happens to fall on the week of February 21st through 25th. And, you know, over the past 2 years, we've all experienced some sort of significant setbacks. And at this moment, most of us Americans are trying to focus on recovering from those economic struggles and the effects of the pandemic, which is why this year the focus for America Saves Week is building financial resilience. You know, being financially resilient is more than having access to money. It includes being conscious of your own financial legacy, being aware of available resources like me in the Frontier District, and being willing to seek out and take advantage of those opportunities that will help support and increase your financial well-being. Each day during America Saves Week, again, it's February 21st through 25th, there'll be a theme or focus for that day. And I want to encourage everyone to do a financial check-in and get a clear viewpoint of your own finances. So this year's focuses are Monday, save automatically. That's so easy for me to say, and we all want to do that, but now is the time. It's never too late to start saving automatically. You know, maybe take some of your money that's going to be put in your checking account and to open another savings account and put it over there automatically. So out of sight, out of mind, but it's there when you need it. On Tuesday, we're going to save for the unexpected. We never know what is around the corner, and so we are always going to be financially as prepared as possible. Maybe a washer and dryer goes out. Maybe, you know, a kid needs a last-minute sports something for their activity or 4-H project. So we always want to be ready. And Wednesday, we're going to save for retirement. Trust me, your future self will thank you for that. You know, saving for retirement should always be a top priority for everyone, and it's never too late to start saving. But the earlier you save, the better off you'll be. Then on Thursday, we're going to take a look at save by reducing debt. There are natural benefits of paying off debt, such as increased credit scores, saving money on interest and fees, gaining more disposable income. And then Friday, we're going to save as a family. No matter what your family makeup, setting down as a family and setting some financial goals so everyone is on the same page and knows the goal in sight that you're all working towards and can help each other be encouraged along the way. Everyone has a setback of, oh, I want this, or I think I need that. But if you're all together on the same page, then you can help encourage each other for that end goal. So I'd encourage you to get on our website, frontierdistrict.kstate.edu, and check us out on all of our social media outlets. I'm going to be posting stuff online that week, so make sure you follow along. And if you have any questions or you know, want to dive more into your financial well-being, make sure to give me a call or an email at jmcnally@ksu.edu.
Well, Janae, it really sounds like a deliberate plan for different types of things is going to be very helpful to everyone in the long run.
That's right. That is our goal.
Okay.
And I would love to help anyone.
Great. Thanks for your information. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.